St. Martin's Church, Jawiszowice. St. Martin's Church in Jawiszowice is one of the most valuable and best-preserved examples of historic wooden church architecture in Western Małopolska. Interestingly, the church is entered from a town square named after Father Professor Józef Tischner. The famous philosopher was once a vicar in Jawiszowice for a few months in 1955. The village was first mentioned in written sources in the early 14th century. Mention was made of a parish church that had been operating here for some time and was already one of the oldest in the area. At that time, the village was within the borders of the independent duchy of Oświęcim. It was only incorporated into the Kingdom of Poland in the 15th century. Nothing is known about the first church in Jawiszowice. The second one was built at the beginning of the 16th century. It survived until the 80s of the next century. Construction of the third church to have existed on this site, and which survives to this day, was completed in 1692. Extensive renovations and restorations have been required over the years of its existence. This was especially necessary after the devastation caused by World War II, as well as the arson attempts of 1968 and 2010. The church is oriented in accordance with ancient church building tradition. This means that the chancel and altar were built to the east, the direction where Christ is believed to return from at the end of time. The chancel is connected to the nave, which is wider than the chancel. This is the space where the congregation gather. On the west side there is a vestibule above which the tower rises. The chancel and the nave were built as a log structure. The walls were therefore made of horizontal logs, which were connected in the corners by special notches, carpenter's logs. The tower has a post and beam structure consisting of vertical posts and horizontal beams. The church's interior design is very colorful, with furnishings of various styles. Apart from Gothic, characteristic of the Middle Ages, one can see Baroque and Rococo items from the 17th and 18th centuries. Many other elements have also been added over the last two centuries.